Forces Radio, BFBX, bringing you lots of Forces stories this afternoon then in the UK and around the Forces world as we link in with BFBX Radio 2. Now the story of a young 17-year-old film director who's just scored an Edinburgh Fringe hit with his great-grandfather's true Second World War story. Director Elliot Hazlett was 16 when he finished writing and directing the film Charlie's Letters. Now, it's based on his great-grandfather Charlie Stanning's battle to get home after being freed as a prisoner of war. Well, Elliot spoke to me this week from the Scottish Festival all about his film.
So it's a true story based on the experiences of my great-grandparents. It mainly focuses on my great-grandfather, who was a POW in Italy, and then he escaped and made this 400-kilometre journey down south to Monte Cassino, where he was rescued by the Allies.
Wow, it's quite an epic story, isn't it, really, to tell?
Yeah.
Why did you decide to tell your great-grandfather Charlie's story?
I sort of grew up listening to snippets of the story passed down by, like, my granddad and my mum and stuff. So, yeah, it was something I grew up hearing, and then I've been making films since I was about 10. They did this school project where they took a week off and we all just made Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. Wow. That was really what sort of kick-started my love of film. When I was 14, I just decided to start making Charlie's Letters.
I mean, it's not an ordinary activity for a teenager to do, to not just direct, but also you've starred in this feature film. But what were some of the challenges that you've faced putting this feature film together?
Yeah, I'd say that was probably one of the main challenges, acting and directing in the same thing. The directing part takes up a lot of time and a lot of commitment, but then when you have to step in front of the camera as well, it adds even more sort of burden onto you, I guess.
Any other challenges in terms of, I mean, you see all the different locations, even just in the trailer that I've watched at the moment, and how was it getting permission to film in some of those places?
Yeah, we had to blag our way through with a bit of it with some of the locations. But yeah, most people were pretty good because of my age and stuff. They were sort of very accommodating with letting me film, particularly places like New Haven Fort and locations like that.
What do you think you and others can learn of this Second World War story?
Like the extreme achievements, I guess, that people went through during the Second World War. Like, I mean, imagine just walking in this alien landscape. I mean, the enemy are trying to shoot you and you have to walk 400 kilometers through a place you've never been to before to try and get home safe to your wife and children. I mean, it's truly incredible, really.
Did you think you'll consider making other military themed films?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, military themed stories and stuff is definitely something that interests me. So yeah, basically I'd just like to make anything that has a fantastic story, really, and it just so happens that a lot of military stories are quite fantastic.
Now, I can hear that there's quite a hive of activity in the background. You're in Edinburgh for the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. This is because you're one of the youngest ever film directors to feature at the Edinburgh Fringe, is that right?
Yeah, one of, if not the youngest film director, yeah.
How does that feel?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah, the show was on last night. It was a pretty great turnout and everything. It was just amazing, really.
And what's the reaction been like from audiences?
It was brilliant. I mean, someone came up to me at the end and said it was one of the best shows he's ever seen at the Fringe.
Now, what do your mates think of your film work, and have they seen the movie?
They were all pretty astonished, I think, that I actually pulled it off. Because they were there right from when I started at 14, right up to when I was 16. And yeah, some of them were in it and things. I don't think any of them actually like envisioned what it would turn out like in the end.
Where is another chance, another opportunity for people to see the film Charlie's Letters?
Yeah, so there are DVDs for sale on my website, which is relsahproductions.co.uk. Relsah, which is R-E-L-S-A-H. So they can go there and pre-order a DVD if they want to.
Brilliant stuff. All right, well, we will link in with that on my social media, on the radio station's social media. But Elliot Hazlett, thank you so much for talking with us at Forces Radio, BFBS.
Thanks so much for talking to me.